Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so Wells opens up. He's on the beach. It's Wells' story time. Ugh. He gives a whole recap of paradise, everything that's gone down. Serene and Brandon's, like, love at first sight. Romeo and all his mess with Dr. Kira and Brittany. That. And you know, every time he kept getting swerved by everybody.
Oh, God.
Lace and all her foolishness with Logan and Ronnie and all of that. Genevieve and Aaron and all their foolishness. Casa Amor, new ladies came in. Brittany and Andrew were done and went off in different directions. Logan hooked up with Sarah. I forgot about Sarah and Kate. Logan was all over this beach. He was a mess.
I forgot about Sarah.
Forgot about Sarah too.
Oh man.
Logan really has issues. He needs to.
Yeah, he does.
Why can't you settle down with one person? What is going
on
here?
And why is the one person you settled down with the one who berated you the most?
Who abused you? Embarrassingly so on national television. Why did she win out? Like, what?
Oh, Lord.
It's a lot. Victoria and her getting tempted by Alex. Jacob and all his mess with Jill. Michael and Danielle. No mention of Sierra.
No mention of Sierra. No, nothing.
So anyways, we open back up to paradise. It's the last ceremony. Last royal ceremony is like upon us. And the couples, there's a wide range of couples. You have Brandon and Serene, like that level of seriousness. To Johnny, who is like debating if he's in love or not or falling or what's going on. And then you have the twins who are just still hooking up with Flo and what's her face?
Just Jeanette. There. Yeah.
Just there. Just such a range of couples on the
beach. Yeah.
Now, time for the cocktail party. Everybody's basically coupled up except Mara. So she obviously decides to head out.
She very respectfully was like,
yeah,
I'm taking myself out. Very graceful. And was like, this was a great time though. Got my tan. See ya.
Yeah, she, shout out to Mara. She did what she had to do.
Yeah,
got a nice little trip out of it. She got some drinks in, hung with her girls, made out a little 18-year-old. Like, she had fun. So now, that white man who stole Tasia's job, he comes in and lets them know that shit's about to get real, and they need to have tough conversations because fantasy suites or like the final overnights are like coming post roast ceremony. So figure out what y'all doing. So they all, you know, get up to leave, and Genevieve kicks off at Aaron. It's another fight about literally nothing.
He was walking in front of her. Yeah.
Instead of beside her.
He looked at a tree and not her when they walked in the step. I mean, bad. She got it bad with this man.
She really does. Oof. Yeah. She's just like always looking for an excuse to run and like implode.
I think she's always triggered by him.
Triggered. Everything
that's what it seems like to me. Every single action that he does triggers her.
And you can't walk. She's walking on edge. She's walking on edge. Constantly.
That's how it is. That's how it is being anxious attachment. This is exactly. Ooh,
this is like
they're
extreme.
Gonna show this. Yeah. They're going to show this in school. This is anxious attachment. It's gonna be her
textbook. Wow. Yeah.
It's awful. Wild.
It's awful.
You're ready to run all the time. It's awful.
Constantly. My God. Now time for the roast ceremony. Michael gives his roast to Danielle, obviously. Brandon to Serene Brooke Russell. This God. Rose will go to you today, tomorrow, the rest of my life.
Jesus Brandon, Christ.
If you don't come out with a little book of poems or something, I know you hate poetry, but if you don't come out with a little
No, I live
a rupee little, car. Little yes.
And oh, yes. And Brandon, we can make it into Hallmark cards. We can get that mahogany cards fucking thing. Yep. We can get this
get
shit.
Get a little partnership with Papyrus. Hello. Yes. Hello.
Brandon.
And we were just
Brandon, please.
Call us Brandon. Oh, we got so many ideas for you. We were just talking too on the exclusive yesterday about how men don't have a lot of positive voices on the internet. Brandon can be that voice.
Brandon and Rodney. Let's go. I have never advocated for any man to speak into a single microphone in my goddamn life. These two are the two.
Yes.
They're the ones.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Let's teach these men how to wear their heart on their sleeve and still maintain a secure masculinity.
Masculinity, yes.
I see it. I see so much.
So much.
We see so much. Wow. Give us a call. Yeah. Somebody send him this clip and have him call us.
Yes. Yes.
Now, okay, so that happened. Johnny gave his to Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny, when he talks, you could just feel the lack of confidence and the insecurity. He like barely opens his mouth.
Yeah, I know. He's always shaking and he's kind of like leaning back all the time when he speaks. And he's like to the side and he's like, you know, and he like slaps his leg all the time. He's always like, oh, you know. And I'm like, I don't know. Can you express yourself with your words? What?
I don't know. But he seems so scared Johnny. All the time. Like, as he's even saying to her, like, I feel like I've been falling in love with you since the moment I met you. I want to do this thing called life with you. He just doesn't feel secure and sure in it. Because I think he knows he's not safe with this black widow of a man eater.
Pariah.
The pariah herself. Oh, Lord God, Jesus. Johnny.
Lord. Johnny got caught in the web.
Caught in that web. Oh, man. Tyler gives his rose to Brittany. They're so cute. I love them.
Oh my God, I love them.
I really did. Yeah.
They're like watching you know, when you get married in kindergarten, it's like watching them.
That little couple on the playground. Yeah. So true. They both look so young. They have like little round faces, like little kids.
Yeah. Yes. They have very delicate features.
Very. Oh my God. Now Aaron obviously gives his rose to Genevieve.
Wait,
Genevieve.
Wait. I'm not inviting anybody to cook out just yet. But I just have to point something else.
Yeah.
Genevieve went from having her hair out in the confessional to having it back into a claw clip. She was sitting there for at least 20 minutes ranting about how Aaron didn't look at her on the steps.
Yep. Yep.
I was like, is her hair pulled back? I was like, oh.
With the same outfit on. She was post up.
She was post up. In there.
Just yakking. Lord. Oh, my God. So convinced Aaron was not going to give her a rose and that he'd been acting strange all day long. Like, my God. Oh, my God. This child. Wow.
Oh, man.
The twins, one gives one to Flo, the other gives to Shanae. Just
why did they accept them? Why did Shanae and Flo accept these roses?
Why?
Then maybe they didn't have their shit picked. It had to be some other reason.
Something. There had to be a reason. They could have left, but whatever. And then Logan is so committed to continuing to reward his abuser and to seek praise from his fucking captor.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Yeah. And yeah, he's so committed to giving this rose to Kate and calls her up and says, you know, we've walked through fire together. It hasn't been easy. I still believe in you and me. And Kate, you could just tell by her look, you just knew she was gonna roast his ass.
She was like, you know what she actually is? She's actually a avoidant attachment, the picture of it, if I was to paint it. She's a pretty good picture of what that is. because she's constantly like pushing, pulling with him, constantly giving him affection and then taking it away and for a reason that he never knew existed. Or something that he told her and she's like whipping it around like, well, you told me you drove Lyft once. Like, what? Bitch, what?
Man, took this man on a ride. So Kate says, Logan, we've had some unforgettable moments. You told me I was critical, and I feel that those are projections from you. I'm not happy. I'm not in love. I know what I want, and it isn't it. And this isn't it.
Oh, my God.
I will not accept this rose.
Oh, my God.
And just, he just, she left, and he just standing there, just kicked and stomped so on while he was down already.
Oh, my God.
Embarrassed as hell. Like, oh, God. And he says, as he's leaving, he says, I feel like my sense of who I am got lost in this process to please this girl I was really into. He had, he also lost his sense of self through this, through this woman. And Kate on her way out said, please bring me a grown ass man with a big dick and a bigger bank account.
It was very Christine Quinn the way she left.
She tried to set up her villain arc.
And she.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
It was how she was just like, love you guys. See you on the other side. The other side of what?
Of what?
Girl, what the fuck? Oh my God.
What is she trying to do? She's trying to get on Selling Sunset is what she's trying to do.
Yeah.
She's trying to get herself a desk in that office. Not the OC office, wherever she's at. She want to be at the Beverly Hills office. That's what she's trying to do.
She sure does.
Good God. Now, the next day, all the couples are just hanging around, and the host gathers everybody up and tells them that paradise is over. There's no more rose ceremonies, no more arrivals, and tomorrow is overnight dates and time to learn if your connection can make it in the real world. Of course, at that moment, Shanae and Flo and like Tweedledee and Tweedledum looking at each other like,
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Two idiots. Oh, God. So, yeah, everybody goes off and has like their one-on-one conversations to decide whether they want to do fantasy suites or not. And Brandon of Serene, of course, so fucking cute. Mm-hmm. Serene, no one has ever loved me the way that you have, and the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, Brandon saying. They're just a little cesspool of love.
Yeah.
Brittany and Tyler, also very cute.
Yes, very cute. Very cute. They loved each other. So cute.
Yeah. Aww. Tyler said, I'm not ready to get engaged, but in the future, yes, I see that with you, which I appreciate him just kind of like saying that for y'all in the back, producers. We're not doing this here.
Yeah. But
I do like you, girl.
Yeah.
But they decide that they're going to leave together. So they hop in the SUV, they bounce, they're out.
I love them sitting there together. So cute.
Yeah, so great. Cute. Mm-hmm. Twin number one and Shanae.
Twin number one.
He is in the confessional talking about how him and Shanae are on the same page. They're so ready to take this outside of paradise. Like, boy,
y'all
please.
Know that's a lie.
A lie. So they get to the day bed. Shanae immediately starts crying.
I know, because she knows she's going to look bad. There's no way for her not to look bad.
No, doing this. She knows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, she's having, like, a midlife crisis, because she's like, where am I in my life right now?
Right.
That's what she said. She's like, I'm just crying because I'm, like, anxious about everything. And, like, where the fuck I am in my life. I'm 30-odd years old. I'm sitting here contemplating continuing something in the real world with this 23-year-old. I sat here on the beach for 3 weeks. Serene's found her husband. Victoria F. got somebody caught up on her web, and I couldn't get nobody. Like,
she was there the whole and she dated so many people.
She dated a lot of people. She really did.
Yeah.
She fucked up with Logan. She could have been her and Logan could have been a thing.
They really could have been. They really could have been like Tyler and Brittany.
Yep. They could have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So she messed that up because she went to Casa More and was fooling around, and he also, I don't remember. The both of them were just a mess. Yeah. They could have been together though. They fucked that up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Shanae, she's like, you know, the age gap scares me. You live with your parents. I just feel like I'm your fun aunt.
This exposure.
I don't want to make TikToks.
this exposure of these men.
Yo.
I can't. Everybody's getting exposed. Like, well, your credit score is below 650, so we can't own a house in the state of Georgia.
Blows.
Like, what?
Oh, why are we doing these low blows? Just speak your truth. I feel like we're in different places of our life. And
right.
I wish you the best.
Yep.
That's it. Why we gotta talk about TikToks and I need a real man and like
nobody shit. Even no one has their phone. How do you
no
know
one
has TikToks?
Their phone? What are you talking about?
God.
He too was caught off guard. Like, where are you bringing all this up? We've never even talked about any of these things. Like, what?
Yeah.
So she flames him alive before leaving. And then the other twin and Flo, they just broke up amicably. They knew.
Yeah,
they
it was cute.
Was
that was nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Johnny and Victoria, they are talking about allegedly being in love.
Oh, God. And getting engaged.
Getting
the pressure
engaged.
That she's putting.
But claiming she's not putting pressure, like she literally said, she's like, but no pressure. Like, I don't want to put pressure on any of this. And
oh my God.
He just, Johnny, oh, poor Johnny. Johnny, he literally said, he's like, I want to be everything for you. I want to be.
Oh no.
And I want to be, you know, I want to keep saying like, I was getting reassured more and more of like this engagement, like, and I want to be everything for her.
Oh jeez.
You don't want to be nobody's everything. You need to be everything for yourself, Johnny.
For yourself, Johnny.
Heal yourself first before you could even think about being anything for anybody else.
Yeah.
Oy, oy, oy. Now Genevieve and Aaron.
This
oof, Lord. Now, Aaron, I didn't see this coming. I really didn't. And I thought
me
Aaron was
either.
Continue
this,
the cycle.
Aaron pulled a Zenob.
He did. Pulled his
like,
up. He had his deep D moment here, honestly.
Yeah, he sure did.
He really did. They sat by the Davids and he said, you know, I did fall in love with you. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't do anything differently. The main thing I have an issue with is whenever there's an issue, you pack your bags and try to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if you love someone, like, you have to understand, this is the easiest it's going to get.
Invite to the cookout. Aaron,
amen.
That
amen.
Was a great line. That was such a good point.
Yes. Yes.
He was literally like, we're on vacation with all of our friends and you tried to leave here twice. Unprepared.
Life hasn't even started yet.
Life has not started. You live in LA. I live in, you know, wherever the fuck, Seattle or wherever. And how are we supposed to get through anything if you can't get through a vacation with our friends where everything is free?
Yeah. Straight up.
Oh my God.
That was such a great point. I'm so happy he said it in that way. Because that's literally, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And he continued on. He said, I need someone who can give me security. I want someone who's going to be there for me. Like, and for those reasons, I don't think I can continue my relationship with you outside of paradise. I love you, but I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. What did Fantasia say? If you don't love me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself.
Self. Woo! Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
Not a Fantasia reference. Oh, God. And he said, I'm at peace with the fact that it didn't work out. You're a great girl. I wish we'd be great friends. I wish you the very best. Like, really put it in perspective. Like, what we had here was beautiful, but this cannot continue. I need security, and you cannot provide that for me, period. And Genevieve, she just sat there in silence. Like, she was just stunned. I think she walks into moments like this just fully expecting him to break up and fully expecting him. But when it actually happens, like, he this time actually said, no, I'm not going to chase you down the jungle path. Like, I'm done. I think it, like, very much caught her, like, completely
and this
speechless.
Is one of those examples where you know that hate is not the opposite of love. It's really, oh my God, what's the word when you don't care about something? It begins with an I-M-P, and I cannot think of the word.
Impartial? No.
Impartial, yeah. But kind of. I don't know. Sorry, guys. We've been talking a long time. but it's that you actually don't care about something. Because especially as somebody like her who kind of looks forward to that apology after they break up. Like, that's what she's actually looking forward to. Is the like, dragging her back. So she was like, damn, he's not going to come back. Yeah, he's really not coming back. He's really done. Yeah.
He's done. So she had nothing to say in that moment, and she left, was packing her stuff, and was telling Victoria F. how he turned it all on her, and how he didn't mention anything that he had done wrong, and yada, yada, yada. And then she storms back down on the beach. This girl loves the dramatics. Storms back down and was yelling at him how he made it all her fault, and yada, yada, yada. Like, literally heard nothing he said. And just was going in, feeling like he had placed all of the blame on her. And that's when he again spelled it out. You packed your bags several times. And in the future, you will do it again. Like, I thought you would change. That's why I kept taking you back every single time. But you didn't. And, like, hello. Like, just spitting facts, literally. And Genevieve, she had nothing really to say. She was just kind of spewing toxicity and just being wild. And he kept his cool. He just kind of, like, let her do what she had to do and then was just like, I can't.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.